Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That guy, Steven, call us yet, Limits?
No. But there is somebody calling right now, so I'll see if it's him.
I'd like to argue with him. I think that'd be fun. We're waiting on Dan Sangrilli here to join me, talk a little Pirates. In the meantime, Dan Muse, a different Dan, talked today. Now, Steven's still coming at me via Twitter here. Why do you think Fields will have a better season than Rodgers? Fields hasn't had one good season since being drafted. Why will this year be different? Well, it's in the forget it. It's in the context, again, of Rodgers, right? I didn't even say that Fields necessarily would have a good season. I said I'll have a better season than Rodgers. Why does he think Rodgers will have a good season?
You think that...
Why does he think that? Why do you think that?
You think that Rodgers is just not going to have a good year and that Fields, by default, is going to have a better year because Rodgers is just going to be subpar, is basically what you're saying.
Right. And he's also wrong about Fields, like blatantly wrong. There was one year in Chicago where I believe Fields got an MVP vote or two. Did he not, Limits? Am I wrong about that? No, I'm not wrong about that. Am I?
No.
Jackass. He was number 9, so obviously he got votes when he had, let me see here, 2,300 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, and he ran for like 1,100 yards. That's what he does. He runs, if Steven hasn't noticed that. And I don't think he's very good. So it's really not an outlandish prediction, especially if you saw Aaron Rodgers play against good teams last year. I forget this guy. Can we? Should I? Is that him? Who is it, Limits? Who called?
Oh, it was a nice... I don't know how old he was, but a very young Pirates fan that called in that said he was at the game yesterday and really liked the O'Neill Cruz home run, so I was talking to him.
Man, he crushed that ball, didn't he?
He did.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dr. Daniel Sangrilli has entered the cathedral here. Pirates play in short order, what, about a half hour or so? Dan, I had a bone to pick with Don Kelly last night. I didn't like having Adam Fraser attempt a bunt in the ninth inning with men on first and second. Fraser failed to execute a bunt a couple weeks ago. He failed last night again, but that's not the real point. The real point is he's your hottest hitter, and the next two guys are Henry Davis and Key Brian Hayes, and I'm glad that Key Brian Hayes finally ran into one that didn't inspire much confidence that he was going to get a run in with two outs. I don't think you take the bat out of your hottest hitter's hands. I'd rather set guys in motion. Anything but that when I have Davis with a lot of swing and miss followed by Hayes. I want my best hitter for probably the last, what, 12 games anyway? He's up around 400, I think. Let him swing away because he already proved a couple weeks ago he can't bunt.
I went back and forth on this one. I think the scenario of having second and third is far more tempting. Plus, Frazier is a bit of a double play candidate. So that's the worst case scenario, Joe, if you do let him swing away.
Yeah.
He's not an extra base guy. While you may have tied the game with a single, you may not have. Also, there's that element at play with Horwitz, who's the lead runner. So you have first and second, nobody out. Frazier's up. He's hit into seven double plays. He hits into a double play, that's catastrophic. At least, if you set up a second and third situation with one out, you can score so many different ways with so many different scenarios, whether it's a fly ball, whether it's a wild pitch, maybe it's even a contact play, ground ball. Who knows? That is a far more advantageous situation. But you have to give up the bat of Frazier to get there. And I think that that was the push-pull with Don Kelly. And I thought over it a bunch because I am inclined to agree with you. But the second and third one-out situation is far too appealing because you're at home. You play for the tie with a fly ball. You play for the tie with a potentially ground ball. And then if you get a base hit, you can also win the game in walk-off fashion. And you have two opportunities to do that. So I do. I bunt him. I want the second and third one-out situation as opposed to letting Frazier switch. Now, if Frazier was an extra base threat, if Frazier was a home run threat, I think I'm more inclined to let him swing away.
Yeah.
But to give, you kind of... To get, you kind of had to give. It was one of those situations.
I guess I just don't have much faith in Davis or Hayes.
Well, and it may
which
be,
was justified.
Well, and that's, yeah.
My lack of faith.
I guess that's the bigger issue here. I mean, Davis has to come up with a fly ball to the outfield.
Yes.
Like, so it's not so much the bad managerial decision. It's, I think, a lack of execution on that element because you don't need a hit in that scenario. And you set yourself up to tie the game without a hit, right? Second,
yeah.
Third, one,
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
You just need a...
I'd almost rather have a squeeze play and a bunt there to try to get a run in. Anything to get a run in.
And Davis hit an absolute missile to deep left center field his last time up as well. So all you have to do is elevate the ball deep enough to tie the game, and they might still be playing baseball for all we know.
Dan Zangrilli, you know him from pre and post, all kinds of Pirate stuff. Dan, give us three Pirates, if you would, who you think could be traded by the deadline.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Adam Frazier, two bats, right, on expiring deals. I mean, gosh, half the roster. But I'd say those two bats are probably the biggest commodities. And let's go and say like a Dennis Santana or a David Bednar. I think he would be on the table. I think Mitch Keller could potentially be on the table. How about
interesting.
This? How about this?
Yeah.
You know, the way that Hayes has played, if you're going to deal Mitch Keller, the only way to get off the Hayes money and to find a longer-term solution here, maybe you package Hayes with Mitch Keller and try to get something of
Man,
value.
Man, do I like that idea.
And then you take the money that you otherwise would be saving with Keller's contract and Hayes' deal and reinvest that wherever you would, whether that's with existing players or whether that's with somebody that you could potentially acquire.
Well, speaking of that, do you think O'Neill Cruz right now, it's a wise play to try to get him signed to a long-term contract? Would you make that play? Would you try?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What would the number be for you? Ballpark.
So, I mean, he's got to be pushing over 150. I think there's enough holes in his game that you could poke. You could make a case right now that you don't have to get to that $200 million valuation. You know, with the swing and miss, the inconsistencies, he was showing the ability to hit left-handers really well, but recently he's kind of reverted back to old habits there. I think you could probably, if you guarantee this guy $150 million, would he bite? Now, is that a prudent investment? I think you can also make the case that it's not a prudent investment. Is he good enough defensively in center field to warrant that? I don't like the way that he catches the ball in center field. I don't like the way that he throws the ball in center field. He doesn't high point the baseball when he catches it. And he throws from a three-quarter arm slot like a shortstop.
I thought he had a chance to get that guy at the plate last night with a good
throw. He's bad mechanically. He's bad mechanically. He's wonderful in the sense that you know, the ground that he can cover is very appealing. His first step has become, I think, a lot better. You know, getting jumps off the bat, that's paramount, obviously, to outfield play. So he's improved in those areas. But, you know, he's made all the routine catches. The throwing, obviously, has to improve. The decisions as to where the baseball goes, what base and what scenario, still a lot of room for improvement, but it has gotten better.
But this is mostly about the bat, right? If this guy shows that he's 40 home run capable, 900 OPS capable, you're giving him the money.
In the pie chart.
Or are you betting on that?
In the pie chart, yeah, offense is going to pay more, but you still need to have a defensive element to his game to maximize the full value. So I'm not dismissing that, especially as an outfielder, especially as an outfielder at PNC Park. So, no, I'm not going to dismiss defense altogether. But, yeah, of course, you need an aircraft carrier. You need somebody that has the ability to hit 35 to 40 home runs every year. He's that guy. Is he going to be able to run like he is now and steal bases 2 years from now? I mean, what is that window for base stealers? I think it's more so a 2 to 3, maybe 4 year window. They don't do that for 5, 7, 10 years over their career. Look at McCutchen, for instance.
Right. Limits the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me borderline hopeless.
Oh, borderline hopeless. Dan, I'm not going to ask you the Bubba Chandler question that everyone seems to want to be asking right now, but what I will ask you is Carmen Majinski coming up and being in the bullpen, and what is being described by Noah Hyles as a bulk reliever role. I think they should just put Carmen Majinski in the 7th or 8th inning and say, here you go. In the first 2 innings, first inning that you pitched as you were a starter, you did really well, and you did solid when you went back to AAA. They should use him in a high leverage situation, at least in my opinion.
Well, they could. I mean, just because you're a bulk reliever with the ability to go multiple innings doesn't mean that you're excluded or prohibited from doing what you're suggesting. I think that that would be matchup-based or situationally based. You have a guy that can't get 18 outs, but he can get you more than 3. So that's, I think, what they mean by that. So the ability to go 2 innings doesn't mean that he is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I guess hemmed in to that particular role, Ashcraft, brought up as a bulk reliever, he closed things out the other day. Comes in a huge situation. Gets the final out of, what game was that? I think it was game one, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was the final game against Philadelphia.
Yeah, final game.
And then he takes it the rest of the way. He gets the 9th inning. So that could be anything from 2/3 to 2 2/3. And I think versatility in your bullpen is a good thing. Maybe you need somebody to get the 6th and 7th. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes the game is won and lost. The way that the Pirates are playing one-run games, highest leverage of point of the ball game might actually be, you know, when you inherit a couple of runners in the 6th inning. 2 outs, 6th inning, guy goes 5 2/3, runners at 2nd and 3rd, and you need a sweeper. Okay, great. Now he's going to come out, get that final out of the 6th inning, give you the 7th as well. inning and a third. I mean, that's the type of stuff that I think Majinski can do for you. And if you have both he and Ashcraft, that's a good thing. A lot of stuff in that bullpen between those two.
If they were to trade Bednar, Dan, what do you think his value is at this point? Like, you're obviously not going to get it back to what the All-Star level was a couple of years ago, but can they manufacture something over the next month and a half, if they were to deal him, to try to drive that value up to something?
Absolutely. He's retired, I think. Let me see here. 21 of the last 23 batters that he's faced.
So yeah, he's been really good.
He's very much trending in that direction. And if he, Austin, does what he's done the last month for the next month, I think you, and plus you've got the track record, I think you can easily make the case that what he endured for the better part of, what was it, you know, 4 or 5 months of baseball time where he wasn't very good, you can make the case, and depending on how the stuff is playing and what the scouts are seeing, they'll probably bite and think that he's quote-unquote back. And he doesn't necessarily have to be a closer, you know, for a competing team. Anybody who's in contention and needing a bullpen reinforcement doesn't necessarily need David Bednar to close games. They could say, well, this guy will slot in perfectly in our seventh inning and bolster our bullpen. I think that's what the Pirates did with Joaquin Soria. Did they get him from the Kansas City Royals in 2015? You know, they've already got Watson and Melance in there, and you're thinking, wow, we're going to get a closer type of guy, and we're going to use him in the seventh inning. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And I think he's been really, really good lately. Limits, we had somebody on yesterday, who was it, who said that Connor Griffin could be here as early as next year at some point?
You're talking about Michael McHenry.
I'm talking about Michael McHenry.
Yeah, because McHenry, Dan, coached him a little bit in USA Baseball and basically said that from what he saw from Griffin then compared to what he saw from Griffin at the start of spring training this year, I mean, one, he looks like just a man out there at 19 years old. He looks like he's really filling out his body. But he also said that defensively, the Pirates have been pleasantly surprised with what they've seen from him at shortstop, where many scouts thought he would be a center fielder.
Other organizations do it. Why can't the Pirates? Other organizations seem to have all of these success stories where they get their unicorn into the big leagues by age 20 and 21. Why can't the Pirates?
They should. They should be aggressive with him.
I agree.
I mean, when did Bobby Witt come up with the Kansas City Royals? How old was he?
20, 21.
Okay, and you know, look at all of these cornerstone young players. We have pushed the timeline on these guys up, for better or for worse. I was talking to some scouts, because there were a ton of them at the Marlins series. I'm sure they wanted to see some of the young Marlins' arms. They probably wanted to see some of the Pirates' arms as well, because you would figure that both teams are forecasting to be sellers here. So there were a ton of scouts at the ballpark the other day, and a lot of good baseball people that I've come to know over the years, and you know, some of the, you know, conversation turned to just generically baseball wide speaking, how do we have so many issues with getting and graduating hitters from AAA to the big leagues? And a lot of them, the consensus was, the fact that they don't ferment and develop long enough in the minor leagues. There's such a rush to get all of these hitters to the big leagues, and they've had a hard time, you know, adapting. Well, that's because of the aggressive timelines that player development has on these guys trying to get them to the big leagues. And my long-winded point here is, like with a guy like Connor Griffin, a lot of other organizations are really pushing the limits to what a player can handle. And a lot of times it's working, and they're having success with it. So why can't the Pirates do that with Connor Griffin? I suppose you risk, you know, some adverse reactions here in giving somebody too much that they can handle, but there are plenty of success stories in challenging somebody and really putting the pedal to the metal developmentally, rather than giving them a year at A ball, a year at high A ball, a year at double A, a year in triple A. Heck, let's go 2 months at each level and try to get them to the big leagues. And if you have success and you do it right, I mean, my gosh, your 0 to 6 clock starts so much earlier. And then guess what? Your propensity of signing a longer-term team-friendly deal with those guys that extends them to age 30, yeah, they'll take their guaranteed money plus 2 years of free agency, knowing that they'll get out of that contract with in time to get another
good
five,
point.
Six, seven, 8 years. So that's the value of being uber-aggressive in getting these guys to the big leagues. The heck with 24 years old. Get them to the big leagues at 21, 22.
I just don't feel like they've been aggressive enough with some guys in their minor league system moving them up compared to other organizations.
Give me an example.
Well, I think, you know, Gonzalez, I feel like, could have been here earlier than when he was. And maybe that's because he was going through all the COVID stuff. I don't know. But there have been previous examples. Like Josh Bell, I thought, could have been here earlier.
It's a different era, though. That was 10 years ago. We may as well be 30 years ago.
I mean, you can make the case even maybe for Chandler right now. Connor Griffin, should he be in double A? Should he have just skipped high A Greensboro where everybody hits?
Yeah, and that's a fair point. By the way, on Chandler, interesting tidbit that I picked up from some of the scouts. A lot of them, the consensus was that Chandler wasn't ready. They didn't feel that he was ready.
Yeah, I think I heard Greg Brown maybe talking about that last
night. And this is from, this isn't from anybody in the Pirates organization. These are other evaluators that have seen, because we were talking about Ashcraft, we were talking about Mattson, and then Chandler, just, you know, some of the arms, and that comes up in conversation. Well, you know, they've seen Chandler. I haven't. Well, what do you think? Where is he? I want to get the real scoop from these guys that don't have a dog in the race, you know, that's not somebody in the Pirates organization. So it's truly an unbiased lens. They didn't feel that, you know, he was quite ready. Too many pitches, too many walks per nine. They think it translates to 3 2/3 right now if you bring him up.
Dan, you're a wonderful man.
Joe.
Thank you for coming in.
All the best.
Limits, did you want to say goodbye to Dan?
Goodbye, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Austin.
Always good to see you, Dan.
Yeah, all right, sleep tight.
You too. Don't let the bed bugs bite you tonight.
All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.